Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, police seeking help to identify the island's 12th road fatality. Payday coming for former Chaps restaurant employees. And White Hills St. Andrew residents make a plea promised by government to get the road fixed for them. Good morning. With the details, I am Keith Goddard. Barbados has recorded its 12th road fatality for the year following an accident along Princess Alice Highway last night. Police say he's a 66-year-old man who died after colliding with a vehicle driven by a 42-year-old man from Newcastle, St. John. His name was not released, and police are also calling on the public to help identify the elderly man of no fixed place of abode. Police are asking anyone who can identify him to contact Central Police Station at 430-7227 or Police Emergency 211 or any police station. Former employees of the Chaps Restaurant Group, including Chin Chin by the Sea, Primo Bar and Bistro, and Hugo's, will receive monies due to them this week. The 149 employees found themselves out of work after the abrupt closure of the restaurants back in March. Chief Executive Officer Joanne Poehler had said that the closures were due to a significant drop in visitor spend and increased taxes. But Labour Minister Colin Jordan has confirmed to Starcom Network News that the former employees will soon have their outstanding matters settled.
But a significant part of our mandate is to bring people together, workers and employers, or former workers and their former employers, to bring them together and to work toward resolving challenges. We have facilitated in this situation and hosted a meeting between the workers and representatives of the principals of the company. The amounts to be paid have been agreed and payments are scheduled to be made during this week.
Labour Minister Colin Jordan. The Barbados Union of Teachers wants all principals, teachers and ancillary staff who have been acting for 3 years or more to be appointed before year end. The call from President Pedro Shepherd comes after President of the Association of Public Primary School Principals, Dr. Hyacinth Harris, said a lot of her members appear to have been overlooked or have been reverted back to the post of teacher.
You understand that if you're working for 3 years up to the 1st of October, you will be appointed. We met with the Director General of the Public Service a few weeks ago, and she said that they have a three-month window to appoint. So I'm saying that by the 31st of December, every single public officer in Barbados, and I'm speaking of those in the educational system in particular, must be appointed. We are getting too many calls from teachers and other persons about appointments, and I'm saying to them, we had the assurance from the Director General that they will be appointed, just give them the time. So they have at least 5 weeks to satisfy that demand. Failing that, then we would have to take a different approach in the new year.
Mr. Shepherd also made another plea for additional staff across the boards of schools.
The return of general workers, the increase of janitors, the increase of teachers, particularly now in the COVID environment where we have to split classes in two. If we are to return to the new norm, and therefore we have to look at class size, and schools were built not for large classes, schools were built for classes of maybe 20, so we now have to sit down. That's why we need the task force on reform, because we have to look now to see what would be the class size, what would be the teacher pupil ratio.
That's President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Pedro Shepherd. Frustrated residents of White Hills and Andrew are making a fresh appeal to government for an access road which was severely damaged to be fixed. Yesterday marked 6 years since land slippage in the area, and spokesperson Carolitha Andrews said they were promised a new road, but the wait is unbearable.
Before this government gained office, the Prime Minister would have been down here on more than one occasion on the anniversary. Since she gained office, she has not visited us and acknowledged that we still on the planet. And it is not fair. And this is a letter that was hand-delivered to her office with no acknowledgement or receipt of the letter. Ministry of Transport and Work, the same thing. I think that we need answers. This is time that we get answers, because all we're getting is promises, promises, promises. We're sick and tired of it. But how are we living? Yeah. We're living back in the 20th century. We are tired and sick of the promises. It's time that we get action.
Other residents also expressed their frustration.
I mean, I see the government fixing roads that good. I mean, I got no road at all in that one, number, okay?
After tonight coming home, as I get to the top, the rain start falling again. When I get down here, beer mud. I say I'm stopping, I can't stop. When I get over to my skin, yeah. Beer mud.
I was going to work. So when I step, I didn't know the grass cover crack. Mm-hmm. And I dropped down to the crack and skin up. I had to vent the water tonight and wash off my clothes because I had to go work.
Look at this, look up in there at night when people go come down. When the rain fall, people can't traverse up in there properly. No light and nothing. There's young ladies got to traverse up in there.
People that live here, that never walked this road for 5 or 6 years since the birthday. Never been to say. So when the shuttle is out of service, you can't leave home, can't go to work, children can't go to school, can't meet appointments.
That's frustrated residents of White Hill in St. Andrew. Despite some residents living in close proximity to the salt pond will receive news of flood mitigation plans later this week. That's when the Barbados Tourism Investment Inc. holds a town hall meeting on phase two of the project on Tuesday at the St. Peter Parish Church. Resident and business owner Austin Husband says the efforts of phase one were laudable, but there are errors which need to be corrected.
The putting of a concrete bottom in the salt pond, I think that was a grave error. They should have dredged that area a bit deeper rather than leaving it as is because it had with the concrete. That's a finite amount of water it can hold. Whereas if it were dredged, the force of the water alone would push out some of that muck and soil that tends to gather there. So I think that's an error. The other one is the fact that the bridge on the KNR Husbands Highway, that bridge has three very small tunnels. I think they need to be removed and one solid tunnel.
Meanwhile, MP for St. Peter, Colin Jordan, says he understands preparatory work for phase two of the Salt Pond project was completed.
When we came into office in 2018, the Ministry of Housing set about to complete the process of acquiring the lands that were going to be needed to widen and deepen the canal between around the town and the Kiarna Husbands Highway. Those acquisitions were done and now we are about to see commencement of work. I've been in constant engagement with the Barbados Tourism Investment Incorporated and Minister Cattle, and I took a brief from them on Friday, and we've planned the town hall meeting that's going to take place on Tuesday.
MP for St. Peter, Colin Jordan. Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley says a large percentage of Trinidadians have chosen to spend their Christmas holiday in Tobago. He says while this is good for the Tobago economy, he warned that stringent protocols will be in place at the ports to ensure the COVID-19 virus does not spread into the small community.
Do not for 1 minute believe that because you've heard about a vaccine, that we no longer need to be stringent. Now more than ever, we need to hold the line in Trinidad and Tobago, that when the vaccine becomes available, we will be vaccinating people on a fairly good foundation. We don't want by mid-2021 to be in a crisis situation and the vaccine is not going to roll back the crisis. Don't have that impression that, okay, we can do what we want, and if we get sick, a vaccine going to come to get us back. It doesn't go so.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley. A recap of the headlines. Police seeking help to identify the island's 12th road fatality. He's a 66-year-old man who died after colliding with a vehicle driven by a 42-year-old man along the Princess Alice Highway last night. Payday coming for former Chaps restaurant employees. And White Hill St. Andrew residents make a plea saying government promised roads last 6 years ago and they want the road fixed. And that was the latest from Starcom Network News. I'm Keith Goddard. Good morning.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp, add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. And the latest at 7:30, the 7:30 edition. Brought to you in association with First Citizens Bank. At First Citizens, we put you first.